good afternoon to you. Welcome to the number one talk radio station, Eagle FM Namibia. Sally J in studio on the brand conversation, and I hope that you are doing good. I hope that your weekend has treated you well and that you are ready for another new week. Now today we are looking at communication, the importance of communication in conflict management, and I have a very special guest that is going to be, having this conversation with us in terms of how to improve our communication. What is communication in conflict resolution? How does the effective communication help with conflict? And of course, most importantly, the role of communication in conflict management. Now, joining us on the line will be Ms. Sheila, all the way from Ongwediva, and she is a training consultant. And she's going to be talking about how communication has a big role to play in conflict management. How it has been observed that poor communication always results in misunderstandings and eventually conflicts. So if you would like to join us today, you're more than welcome in terms of why do we need to handle communication conflicts? How do you cope with it? How do you handle conflict with effective communication? And what are some of your examples that you can share with us today? So that's what we are talking about, and I hope that wherever you are, that you'll be able to also learn something new. Let's quickly pay the bills and officially get this started.
Your car takes good care of you, so make sure you take good care of it too. We offer the best quality car parts for your Mercedes and BMW vehicles. All the parts you can think of and so much more. Available at Global Parts Namibia. Renowned for service excellence, quality products and affordable prices. Mercedes and BMW owners choose us. You should too. Global Parts. Global reach for best local advice and prices.
Oulum nangeshefa noahara kushivipa oma akuro kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mukuru olongaha. Ningekwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahita tuimwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konorahita tu natu, mbali oheta tu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
That's right, your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM Namibia. Still Sally J here, having a brand conversation with you today about the role of communication in conflict management. Now, we spoke about, how communication has a big role to play in conflict management. Interesting enough, Franz and I were talking about the warfares out there. And I think that this conversation could definitely add some value to the workplace, the organizational, and maybe for those that are having some personal issues, this could also help. But I'm not doing this alone, and I'm very grateful for my guest today. Her name is Sheila De Jesus, all the way from Ongwediva, and she is the managing director of SDJ Consultancy, and she's here to empower us and also help us see the role of communication in conflict management. So thank you so much for joining us, Sheila.
Thank you, Polly.
Thank you so much for joining us. Before we get started, I just always like for our listeners to get to know who we are speaking to. Tell us a little bit about Sheila and how you got into becoming a training consultant.
Okay. My name is Shayla DeJesus. I'm the managing director of SDJ Consultancy. SDJ Consultancy is a training and corporate consultancy company that strives to improve the environment and customer service among staff, obtaining maximum company output.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Now, as we're talking about communication and conflict resolutions, what do those two words mean to you individually, now that we're going to put them together?
Okay, I'm going to explain them together. So essentially, yeah. It's difficult communication. Essentially, it's a difficult situation. It can be anything. Yeah. At the moment that causes you to be uneasy or any sort of discomfort that may lead to conflict due to poor communication. Effective communication has been key to me. It's something that I practice each day. As the saying goes, practice makes perfect. I have seen how effective communication has ensured solutions in my personal life, work-related, and the outside world. For example, I have helped organizations to effectively communicate with their administrations through training so that both parties came out with positive outcomes. And personally, I'm still sure with everyone else that communication between generations can be difficult. For instance, like with my child, I must make sure that I'm able to make sure that both of us understand and listen to each other and communicate well to avoid misunderstanding. So that's how basically I go about dealing with difficult situations.
Thank you so much for that. Now, I like how you used, you know, a personal story, bringing up your son, because it brings me to the first question in terms of, you know, how has communication helped you solve difficult situations?
Okay, communication has always been played a big role when it comes to conflict. I have observed that poor communication always results in misunderstandings and eventually conflicts.
Right.
So in short, your communication has to be clear and precise to avoid conflict, and also just be clear what you intend to convey with others. As it is important to know with whom you will be communicating to and what mode of communication you will be using, as it makes it easy to avoid conflict. So communication involves more than one party, I have to say.
Yeah.
One of the essential skills is listening. Therefore, to avoid conflict in communication, the sense of listening is of equal importance. For instance, most organizations employ public relations officers or call in consultants like us to can meditate and practice good communication. So it's all just in order to avoid conflict between the organization and its clients, or communication within the organization, especially when there are new changes introduced in the organization, it is expected to evoke conflict.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that. What are the main ways, in your experience that communication and conflict, relate?
Just to say in brief is what I've just explained now. So basically, in short, communication has to be clear. That is key and precise to avoid conflict, and also just be clear. What do you intend to convey, and also with who are you conveying the message to, as it is important to know what mode of communication you'll be using. It also just avoids a lot of errors and misunderstandings.
Okay, so it's about an understanding, and I guess either way, both of them are, how can I say, tools of communication, or at least conflict is like a situation or a bad situation in communication, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's, you know, go into how communication affects conflict. Someone had mentioned, you know, that this is how misunderstandings happen. This is how, you know, the case of what they call broken telephone happens. Your experience, how does communication affect conflict or cause conflict, if that could be?
Okay. Communication helps avoid or reduce conflict. That's how it affects conflict. Communication skills can be used for building up relationships rather than tearing them down with anger, words, or actions.
Okay.
So effective communication requires respect, empathy, active listening, for adding value to the person being communicated to. In this way, the likelihood of conflict is avoided. Just to say, when two parties communicate effectively, there is usually a mutual respect of each other's ideas, and also there is effective understanding of each other's positions, which leads to productivity in relations of growth for both parties and smooth organizational flows.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much for that. I was reading up that there are types of conflict in communication. I think I found four, but I'm interested to hear from you in more detail in terms of what are the types of conflicts in communication.
Okay, I'll be discussing three main types of conflict within organization.
Okay, great.
One being the task conflict, two the relationship conflict, and three being the value conflict. So I'll just touch a bit on each of those steps so that
please.
You can understand how are they part of being types of conflicts. So the task conflict normally appears to be seen as the simplest to resolve conflict in the organization, but it actually turns out to be a deeper root and more complex, like, for example, colleagues arguing over deadlines to be met, or having them select among each other one person to give feedback to the top management may lead to a deeper sense of rivalry or favoritism. Our second one is the relationship conflict. This conflict arises from differences in personality, styles, or communication styles among colleagues. And the third one, the value conflict. This conflict is from differences in identities and values, which include differences in religion, politics, ethics, norms. Although the discussion of religion and politics in an organization is taboo, but it happens. Those disputes about values can arise in context of work discussions among colleagues. So those are the three types of conflict that normally happen more in organizations.
Thank you so much for that. I didn't know that when one is looking at conflict that there are different types. What makes, in your experience, what makes these type of, conflicts unique? Is it the action of the way that they are put out or acted out? Is it the emotions that come with it? What exactly makes these type of conflicts unique to each other?
Yeah, because if you have to see it in this form, is that conflict is anything or any difficult situation at that moment that causes you unease or discomfort that might lead to, you know, conflict due to bad communication. So if we have to see the task, normally you need to identify what is the type of conflict that you are looking at.
Okay.
Yeah, so it starts as in forms of, first of all, just simple things like delegating amongst colleagues.
I see.
Still at relationships where it's more based on personality and then values.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Now, you know, I'm sure we've all seen like office drama where sometimes it went past communication and, you know, either people get physical or, you know, words, unkind words get exchanged. You know, so many things. I'm sure we've all seen conflict really going to the utmost level. And I'm wondering if, you know, do you think communication is enough in solving a conflict, especially in the workplace?
My personal opinion is that communication plays a major role in solving conflict. It's usually the starting point in conflict resolution. Often, only tools we have for resolving conflict is our ability to talk things through.
Okay.
Because good communication in conflict situation is that it eases tension, it builds trust, it strengthens relationship, and also makes people feel at ease because they are mutually understood. So once there's good communication skills, can help the group find solutions. Like effective communication requires a conducive environment where the parties involved are able to reach a common agreement in solving conflict that might slow progress.
I see what you're saying. Now, obviously, there are people that are put in place, such as managers, and one of the responsibilities, you know, of being a manager is conflict management, you know, being able to lead a team. And of course, it can be probably very difficult to lead a team because we all come with our different personalities, our own unique emotions or emotional reactions, and so forth. And I can only imagine just being a manager and leading grown people. And sometimes you probably go home thinking, wow, these kids that I'm dealing with, you know. But I'm interested in knowing in terms of, you know, for the managers that are listening out there and those studying or going into that direction, why is it important to have great communication and conflict management skills to be a successful manager? And maybe you can start with just running down what the skills are for communication and conflict management and why it's important to have them.
Okay. So managers normally find themselves working with big groups. Like you said, they might feel like it's a whole crash.
Yeah.
But normally working with groups of different people coming from different backgrounds within the organization are also, they are also faced challenges with clients whom at instances they have to resolve challenging conflicts from clients. So if a manager is not properly trained, they may contribute or even be the source of conflict within the organization. It's happening. Managers who continuously improve their communication and conflict resolution skills through training, and they tend to increase more the staff morale, productivity, team unity, effectively.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much for that. Now, communication also has its different types. Is oral communication effective enough to, you know, address conflicts and problems? Because, you know, a lot of people say, okay, we need to talk about it. But I'm sure some things, you know, run out of options. So I'm wondering, is oral communication enough, or are there other types of communication that we could use when we are trying to resolve a conflict or a misunderstanding?
Okay. Yes, oral communication is importantly, it addresses conflict immediately and openly. It as well sets clear expectations and builds active listening. It is also important to note that it might be lost in translation and therefore should be ideally followed up by different appropriate direct stating the desired outcome of the oral communication where both parties agree on what was agreed on. Was it good? And is it also for referencing sake? Because most of the time you find people saying something and then it's misinterpreted. So always have it and spoken, especially for managers, for verbal warnings, for instances. Have it verbally, but as well put it in writing just for reference sake if there's just two of us without any mediator in it, it can be led to miscommunication or misunderstanding.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for that. Now, let's look at just the effects of looking at people's differences. Like I mentioned earlier that, you know, people have their own experiences, people have their own emotional reactions. And when you're in a group, it's a lot of, you know, emotions and, of course, personalities. I just want to hear from you in terms of when we really break it down and we look at the effects of, you know, people's cultural differences on, you know, team dynamics or communication and relationship and conflict resolution, because Namibia is a country full of different beautiful tribes and they all have their different ways of communication. They all have their different mannerisms. And when you put that into a pot, sometimes it can boil over and, you know, just becomes a disaster. And maybe for some, it does work. So I just want to hear from you in terms of how does our cultural differences also play an impact on conflict and communication?
Okay. Cultural differences, they offer unique challenges in team dynamics as well as communication and conflict resolution. Due to various beliefs, behaviors, languages, and expressions, solutions to issues arising in the organization should make sure that they do not in any way impair, prejudice both employees or the client on basis of cultural differences. It is always necessary for managers and administrators to learn the basis of team members' cultures so as to make sure that decisions are not based against individuals due to their cultures. Likewise, within teams, there should be tolerance and acceptance that all members may be of the same background, but their differences on culture may in a way be positive addition to the team dynamics. As well, cultural difference has an important part to play on the perception of individuals, on the happenings or conflicts that arise within organization. We should therefore make sure that conflict resolution takes into consideration the individual's perception of the issues that led to conflict, and the solution should as well be thought about in the same light as of how the individual could have misinformed due to their cultural orientations.
Right. Now, I hope I'm not going back to the same question, but do you think the personality or attributes of a person, besides now the cultural differences, do you think that personality or attributes of a person has anything to do with group communication and problem solving?
Yes, personality is a vital part in the way groups communicate and individual problem solving. Therefore, depending on the attributes of a person, the problem may be viewed in different angles. Just to say, also depending on the personality, the solutions of problems may be tackled differently within the same thing or different outcomes. Differences in personality is one of the causes of conflict, as I've previously mentioned, in relationship conflict. Organizations should make sure that the personalities of their employees do not affect the working of teams negatively by engaging in groups or team building activities such as emotional intelligence exercises. They normally help.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much for that. Now, let's go back to just identifying, you know, what the skills are needed to be successful at conflict resolution.
There'll be targeting on 6 primary conflict resolution skills, which are this time are focusing more in the workplace. So the first one is the effective communication. Secondly, emotional intelligence. Thirdly, empathy, fourthly, impartiality, stress management, and negotiation. But before you get this skill, you will need to learn how to identify conflict and change your mindset. I'll touch a little on each step. So firstly, the effective communication skills is one of our first skills. It is more of whenever we are communicating with others, we often focus what we say. But when practicing effective communication skills, it's less about talking and more about listening with applying this skill. Listening well means not just to understand the words or the information being communicated, but also understanding the emotion the speaker is trying to convey. The second would be the emotional intelligence skill. It is one of the most important skills we need to practice these days. For instance, looking at the new changes COVID has brought within our homes, workplaces, and just the society at large. But with these skills, one needs to have the ability to understand your emotions and of the teammates' feelings and to respond in a proactive, non-reactive way. Frequently, a team member's emotion may influence their response or interpretation of the event. We'll go on through to the stress management skills. These skills, they cause conflict. This conflict resolution skill links closely to emotional intelligence, as it is essential to practice managing the stress you feel because stress can impair logical thinking, or you can end up reacting illogically instead of responding logically. Empathy skills, in simple words, is more about having a non-judgmental attitude and genuinely trying to understand what others are going through. Impartiality skill, this skill can be described as a principle that decisions ought to be based on objective criteria rather than on the basis of bias, prejudice, preferring to benefit one person over another for improper reasons. Negotiation skills, very important. With this skill, it does not matter how empathetic you are or how unbiased your approach is. Things won't untie themselves if you do not get your point across by negotiating what you want to communicate. It is important to be clear, concise, and specific about what's bothering you or whatever it is that you need to say. So in short, those are the six skills that you need to be successful conflict resolution.
Thank you so much for that. Are there any steps that one should take when a conflict happens? Maybe I can give you an example. Let's say, you know, this is a problem that has been brewing for a long time. And so now the maybe the colleagues have decided now, okay, let's talk about it. But then it goes really far. And as it goes really far, you know, people start arguing and people start, you know, how can I say, it gets personal. These words are flying left and back and forth. What are the steps as a manager that one should take, especially now if clients are starting to see this conflict and, we all know what that can do to a business. What should the steps be for a manager in that moment?
Okay, just to answer your question, there are normally 8 essential steps to conflict resolution. Also, managers should just remember that these steps don't always guarantee an optimal outcome. They generally improve our likelihood that the problem will be understood and resolved and solution explored. So the steps are creating an effective atmosphere. Step 2, clarify perception. Step 3, focus on individuals and shared needs. 4, build a shared positive power. 5, deal with the past. Even though we don't want sometimes open up wounds, but it's very important to know what was the root cause. Six, generate options. Seven, develop doables. And eight, make mutual benefit agreements. So once those steps are practiced, there is 70% chance that the likelihood of the problem, that there will be better understanding and more solution explored.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much for that. Just before I get your final thoughts, advice for the businesses out there in terms of how they can develop better communication and problem solving activities that can at least engage participation.
There are several ways in which businesses can improve communication by problem solving, which is continuous team building. So within an organization that is large, you can start off by making targets of every Friday, it's a fundraise. It's also part of team building. We target different departments, we target management, or sometimes even by mixing up the team. Continuous team building and effective communication skills training. Mostly that should cover the whole organization, because it's not easy just to train one person and then you expect the whole organization to speak the same language. So effective communication skills is very important, like for the whole organization to get trained on it and to get people every day practicing on them.
Right. Thank you so much for that. Sheila, what are your final thoughts that you'd like to share with the listeners for today in terms of our topic?
Okay. My final thoughts: for proper running of an organization, communication is paramount. This includes internal communication among employees, as well as communication to their clients and the public at large. Also, organizations usually excel when conflict resolutions are well thought of and effectively delivered in a proper time before the conflict results in disharmony or different parties. There are various ways of improving both communication and conflict resolutions in companies. And here at SDJ Consultancy, we provide different avenues to guide organizations with improving their communication and conflict resolutions. Like, for more information, they can contact us on 081-345-2487 or on our social media platforms, SDJ Consultancy.
Thank you so much for that. Sheila, I'd like to thank you for taking the time out to chatting with us today. And I truly hope that we can have some more conversations like this.
Yes, Sally, I will be looking forward. Thank you all so much.
Thank you so much. Please take care.
Thank you.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is our conversation. Let's take a quick commercial break, and then I will be back to continue the brand conversation. Stick around and don't go anywhere.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri rimba oshina hepero momunyo vyetu peva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ova buike, odo nongo, nova harupu okuku vatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiririmba okuzako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa weather ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omana omanene shimuna omaile no Topra. Tuvadha po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba ohunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
There is no queue in internet. Let's keep it that way.
Skip the queue and sign up for our Steadfast, Bharatis Fiber, Sky-Fi or mobile LTE packages at the click of a button. Getting connected has never been easier. Easy online sign-up. You've got it. To find out what services are available in your location, visit bharatis.africa/NA.
Titanium, the perfect perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Oulum nangeshifa noahara kushivifa oma kuro e kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enyamukuro olongaha. Ninge kwatafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita tuimwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa konorahita tu natu, bali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa
Eagle FM, the eye. Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Mm. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, 15 minutes left of the brand conversation, and today has been a topic about conflict management and the importance of communication in conflict. Now, with our 15 minutes left, you're more than welcome to join in. 083-288-401. I want to hear from you in terms of why is communication important in conflict resolution? Let's talk about, do you think communication is enough in solving a conflict? Now, I'm not saying that I want you guys to say, no, we must fight, but I want to hear from you in terms of just the importance. And also, how do you think you can begin to communicate with people, from other cultures or different personalities and avoid conflicts and misunderstandings? Because conflict, it's a common part of human life, right? In fact, if you're listening to this, you've probably experienced it firsthand yourself. It doesn't matter whether the setting was at work or even your personal life, but conflict is something that each and every single one of us has experienced. So let's hear what you have to say. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sally.
Yes, brother, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm okay, thanks. Are you joining us?
Yes, sorry, but let me say I'm sorry because my radio, my network is not really good.
Oh, sorry about that. Is it the network?
I cannot
or
really
just...
hear. Yeah, might be the problem with the radio.
Okay. So today we're talking about the importance of communication when there is a conflict or a misunderstanding. Why do you think it's important to be able to be a good communicator if there is a conflict or a misunderstanding?
There's a good communication. Yeah? Mm. You can be able to resolve that matter in a good manner.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, because some problems just raise up when there's no good communication. Mm. And that... If you can be able to communicate well and be able to understand one another, you can be able to resolve any issues without creating chaos or violence.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But in order to that good communication, something that people need to learn first. Mm. You need to learn. And one thing that I've realized, Sally, is that, you know, if you want to advise someone, or if you saw someone doing something wrong, you must ask yourself, do you want to change that individual? Or do you want to solve the problem? Or do you want to create the problem?
Mm, okay.
Yeah. Because some, let me give a sample comparison. Mm. You've seen your child doing something wrong, or your someone who's like your housemate doing something wrong. Now you the way you approach that person, you start calling person names, mm. you start like tarnishing your image, and start like abuse that individual.
Mm.
You know, if you now just make simple analyze that, if you are doing that, are you gonna get some good result out of it?
True.
Or are you gonna just create tension between you and that person?
True.
Are you gonna create a bad environment?
Yeah. I have one more question. You know, I was asking our guests if do you think that personalities or our different cultures has anything to do with do you think it has an effect on when people have a misunderstanding or conflict, like the cultural differences and maybe personalities? Do you think that has an effect on why some people get into a conflict or misunderstanding?
Not really. Okay. Not really. Because any culture, those values which by respect one another, listen to one another, understand one another personality and those things is always there. But there are issues that whereby we creating an environment whereby we say, those people, what. Let me give an example. There are people who maybe they misuse alcohol.
Mm.
You might label it on one culture. Or there are people who are violating. Maybe stealing. You might also label it one culture. Mm. Or there are people who abuse their partner.
Mm.
You might label it on one threat. But the problem is that we don't really respect our values. And when you respect your values and respect other people, it does not mean that you must just respect people within your culture or your type. You must also respect other people's type. This issue, sometimes we are just making a joke. Calling people that you like what we say, they are kids. But everywhere you go, people are silly.
Mm.
But you might do it in a manner whereby you are hating someone. You might tweet the manner when you are not expect someone. And if the person even tries to explain to you, no, this thing happened like this, you'll say, no, you people are what.
Mm.
I won't listen to you. Yeah, therefore, you know, according to this tribe, I don't really think so, but it's only the thing that we disrespect. When a Vambu talk about other people's culture, or when Damara, or when Herero, or when Gabriel, when Kavango, when Nama talk about other culture, but they are talking in this honest of what they are doing, or just one individual person do it, but at the end of the day, we take it as us.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. We must do it. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. Thank you so much, my brother, for joining in.
Okay, so one thing I want to ask, Sally, is it only from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock you have a show, or are you still having a show during the night?
Yeah. We still have Off the Hook in the evening from 11. Yeah. So today we are going to be addressing, I really want us to talk about, abusing the elderly. I think it's a very important topic. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight from 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll see if I will participate.
Thank you so much.
We must create environment.
Yes, I hear you.
We must create environment.
Yes.
Environment.
Thank you so much, my brother. Please take
care.
Thank you, Sally. All right.
Thank you, Sally.
All right, 083-288-401. That's the studio line if you'd like to join in as we are talking about the importance of communication in conflict management. Eagle FM.
Good morning, Sally. How are you?
I'm okay, my uncle. How are we?
Okay. we feel good. I just feel that because this is brand conversation.
Yes.
And brand conversation, what we are saying is that we are trying to sell, communicate.
Mm.
Our vision, our goal, our entrepreneurship skills, whatever they are. So how to get our product in the market. How to, you know, so now this is effective communication is very, very, very important. It's only when it has got a feedback. And the feedback could be negative, I mean, or conflict, a form of conflict. Because conflict, like I say, communication is actually indescribable or what is in, it's something that is vital. So there's no way you can do it without it. So now conflict, both too little or too much conflict result in poor performance. So whereas the performance itself is also optimized or maximized by some kind of intermediate level of conflict. Because that tells you that it's also important to occur within the organization. So that you are well able to see how you can create that harmony, that that cohesiveness in terms of working together in the groups and things like that. So I'm not really talking much of the, because I'm just saying that it has got some negative effect of uncooperative behavior, you know, kind of misunderstanding, misconception and things like that. But it's also very important to recognize it. Because some organizations can create this intentionally. You know, you create that kind of a competition between some departments, some units and things like that. So that you can then now capitalize and mark the possibility.
Okay.
But also create a balance.
That's true.
Yes, the negative effect. That is the result of that thing. So it's very important.
Uncle Bona, your line is breaking, but continue.
So is there some, is it clear now?
Yeah.
So I'm actually, I've ended. So what I'm saying is that you just need to trade off the benefits so that you create. Yeah, you know, see how you can create the make sure that your goal is clearly understood. And when those things are happening, you try to see how you can avoid and compromise, like the coach I was saying or what the speaker was saying, so that problems, you solve problems. So, but all I'm saying is that it's important that also it's good when it's there, so that it tells you that the management, the leadership need to shape up.
Yeah, I hear you, Uncle Bona. Thank you so much. Thank I appreciate it. All right. All right, it is time for me to say my see you later. There's two more minutes before I hand over to On the Radar. But, you know, when it comes to conflict, like it or not, conflict is an unavoidable human phenomenon. Where and when humans, we interact with each other, there is an eventual certainty that at some point in time, our different personal preferences, our ideas, our likes and dislikes will create some level of conflict. And at the end of the day, conflict can actually be positive, right? Because sometimes, you know, there are some researchers that argue that conflict is often needed when it helps to raise and address problems, when it energizes work to be on the most appropriate issues. It helps motivate people to participate and helps people recognize and benefit from their differences. So conflict shouldn't be the same as discomfort. You know, the conflict isn't the problem. It is when conflict is poorly managed
that is the problem.
And I think one of the biggest things is that part out. And yes, there is so much that we can do when it comes to, solving conflict. And like they always say, make sure that your clients don't see it, because that can really ruin business. So it's about maybe getting a mediator or addressing it, you know, privately, or finding a neutral location. And please, to the managers out there, don't take sides. Investigate the situation, monitor and follow up on that conflict. And in conclusion, communication is definitely one of the best ways to resolve conflict. There are many communication strategies that you can use, such as listening or asking questions or cultivating empathy and compassion. So much more that you can do. But I hope that you have found some value out of today's show. And do stay tuned for your current news update. And that is on the radar. So thank you so much. I will see you later tonight, as we will be having a discussion about elderly abuse. So enjoy the rest of the day, and I'll see you later.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
On the Radar, an Eagle News program that takes you beyond the streets and brings you closer to national and international breaking news as it unfolds. Tune in every Monday to Friday from 1 to 2:30.
On the Radar is proudly brought to you by Global Parts Namibia. Global Parts, global reach for best local prices and advice.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.